If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Barack and Michelle Obama have sold their Martha's Vineyard summer home, dubbed Blue Heron Farm, to billionaire Leigh Wexner for $37 million, $2 million below the asking price. Wexner, who was a client of the late Jeffrey Epstein for decades, acquired the property last month after it was listed 2 months prior. The Obamas enjoyed the 30-acre estate in Chilmark during summers before buying their own home on the island in 2020. The mansion spans 7,000 square feet and includes a guest house, barn, boathouse, basketball court, and tennis court. The sale has fueled speculation about the status of the Obamas' marriage. Married since 1992 and parents to daughters Malia and Sasha, the couple has been regarded as a model power couple. However, their decreasing public appearances together have led to growing divorce rumors. Recently, Barack made a rare appearance on Michelle's podcast to address these speculations. The episode featured lighthearted banter, including Michelle's brother Craig Robinson joking about the state of their relationship. Barack remarked, "She took me back. It was touch and go for a while," Michelle dryly noted, "That's the rumor mill." Despite their playful exchange, the underlying tension raised questions about their relationship. The Obamas met in 1989 and have faced the pressures of public life through two presidential terms. However, Michelle's absence from significant public events, including the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, has intensified speculation regarding their marriage. Sources indicated that Michelle's decision to limit their joint appearances relates to her desire to establish personal boundaries rather than marital issues. This intention was further demonstrated by her absence at Donald Trump's second inauguration. Though Michelle has candidly discussed challenging times in their marriage, asserting in 2022, "There were 10 years where I couldn't stand my husband," she remains committed to Barack, stating, "There hasn't been one moment in our marriage when I thought about quitting my man."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.